More changes in the Bush administration today as the president nears the end of his first term. First, John Danforth, the U.S. ambassador for the United Nations, has resigned. Danforth is the one-time Republican senator from Missouri. He's been at the U.N. post only since June. Also today, President Bush named Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns as the next Secretary of Agriculture, replacing Ann Veneman. And tomorrow, the president is expected to name Bernard Kerik, the former New York City Police Commissioner, as the new Secretary of Homeland Security, replacing Tom Ridge. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us now from the White House. Andrea, what more do we know about John Danforth's decision to leave the UN and to leave after only 5 months?
Well, Michelle, a U.S. official has confirmed that he is resigning, that he sent a letter on November 22nd to President Bush saying that he intended to resign at the end of the president's first term and that he would then retire with his wife back to St. Louis. The president apparently responded. We don't know what was in that letter, but we do know that Danforth was President Bush's, originally brought out of the private sector to be President Bush's special envoy to Sudan, working on the civil relations in the civil war there. It has always been a special focus of Ambassador Danforth. When he became the UN ambassador just 5 months ago, when John Negroponte went on to be the ambassador to Iraq, Danforth continued to focus on Sudan and, in fact, called a special meeting of the UN Security Council in Kenya to try and push progress on that issue. It has been his major focus as he's been an ambassador for the United States.
And what can you tell us about Bernard Kerik?
Bernard Kerik is a very strong supporter of President Bush. In fact, gave a primetime speech at the Republican convention this past summer. He is also a close friend and work associate of New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He's credited with reducing violence in New York jails, also dropping overtime costs of the police force there, and has been thought of as a strong candidate for Homeland Security Secretary.
Finally, the president has named Nebraska Governor Johanns for agriculture. He hails from a state with a strong agricultural tradition.
Yes, he does. And he was born on a dairy farm just outside of Osage, Iowa. Mike Johanns has spent much of his life and his political career working on agriculture, and he is a popular choice among many agricultural business organizations. And so he is thought of as being very strong in this arena. And many people I spoke to around the country are enthusiastic about the choice of him to be the next agriculture secretary.
Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.
Andrea Seabrook speaking to us from the White House.